Says, let's pray. Speak, Father, your servants are listening. We pray that you would anoint all of our ears to hear, eyes to see, and mouths to speak for you, and we'll be careful to give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Just wanted Kristen to feel welcomed and not feel taken for granted. Amen. This is what the scripture says in Psalm 34. Begin reading at verse 1. The title, if you see it in your Bible, depending on the translation that you're reading, says this: a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Who drove him away and he departed. Abimelech is just a ancient Near Eastern term for the word king. So let me read it again so that you can understand it properly. That's what they would have called the king. That's not a person's name, that's a title. Okay, so once again, so we can understand properly. A psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, or the king, who drove him away and he departed. Before we read that psalm, I want to do something a little bit peculiar, and I want to read a little bit about that background, because you need to understand what they're talking about in order for the psalm to make sense. Does that make sense? What they're referring to is an occasion that took place in 1 Samuel chapter 21, in verses 10 through 15, when David was on the run for his life from King Saul, he wound up out of his hometown in a different country seeking refuge. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 21, verse 10, that day David fled from Saul and went to Achish, king of Gath. That's the king that the Psalm 34 is referring to, all right? But the servants of Achish said to him, "Isn't this David, the king of the land?" There was a hit out on David. There was literally a hit out on David. They were trying to find him so that Saul, who had gone crazy, could take his life. "Isn't he the one they sing about in their dances? Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands." In our contemporary era, or in the hood, or where we would live, somebody might say, "Ain't that such and such that such and such is looking for?" David heard that, and the Bible says in verse 12 of 1 Samuel 21, David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, king of Gath. He didn't want him to turn him in. So he pretended to be insane in their presence, and while he was in their hands, he acted like a madman, making marks on the doors of the gate and letting saliva run down his beard. Achish said to his servants, "Look at that man, he's insane. Why bring him to me? Am I so short of madmen that you have to bring this fellow here to carry on like this in front of me? Must this man come into my house?" In other words, he said, "This can't be David. This brother's crazy." In the first verses of the next chapter of 1 Samuel 22, that story continues. The Bible said David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. All those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him, and he became their commander. About 400 men were with him. Isn't it amazing how God can elevate you during your lowest time? Lord, I feel like preaching. From there, David went on to Mizpah in Moab and said to the king of Moab, "Would you let my father and mother come and stay with you until I learn what God will do with me?" He knew they were hunting him down and didn't want those closest to him to be injured. So he sent them away. So he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him as long as David was in the stronghold. But the prophet Gad said to David, "Do not stay in the stronghold. go into the land of Judah. Now, what's interesting here when you're reading, normally stronghold is a safe place and a place of security. In this sense, the word stronghold in the original language is the word matsud, which means net. And so it's amazing. The prophet comes to David when he's on the run and says, don't stay in the trap. Don't stay in the net. Go into the land of Judah, and Judah means pray.
Okay.
His life is flashing before him. He feels like he's out of his mind. He's hiding in a place, feeling trapped, not knowing what he's going to do. And the prophet, the man of God, comes to him and says, don't stay in that trap. Go down into praise. So David left and went into the forest of Hereth. And that's where David wrote these words, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's where he wrote the words, my soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. That's where he penned the words in Psalm 34, where we are today. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I want to preach to you by the Spirit as hard as I possibly can, like a lunatic up in this house on today, just for a few minutes on the title, It's a Good Time to Praise Him. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I don't know what you're going through, but God told me to tell you it's a good time to praise him. And I normally don't talk like this. I normally don't act like this, Redeemer, but you better not let me preach by myself. I dare you to find people around you and say, I don't know what you're going through. As a matter of fact, go ahead and tell them like you need to tell them. I don't know the hell that you've been through on this day. But God sent the man of God by to tell somebody it's still a good time to praise him. And you better not sit down on your praise. The Bible says that David feels as though he is being trapped. He's out of his mind. He feels as though he is a lunatic. I came by to tell you, every now and then life will make you feel like you're going crazy. Can I get a witness in this place? Is there anybody here who knows you can be doing the right thing, not trying to harm anybody, not trying to go in the wrong person's way, minding your own business, minding your own stuff, and here comes a crazy Bama named Saul? I came by to tell you, first and foremost, that ain't your fault. Go ahead and shake the devil off right now. That ain't your fault. It ain't your fault that Saul lost his mind. It ain't your fault that Saul went crazy. David, all you did was follow the plan of God for your life. And that's the first pause. That's the first thing I got to preach to you on today. Every now and then when you're following God's plan, Reverend Pipefrom, the devil will still try to come your way. Oh, but I heard the Bible say that despite all that, I'm still going to bless the Lord at all times. The Bible says that David is a young man living his life for God. He's a shepherd. He's out there in the streets doing what God has called him to do. He's watching his father's sheep. He's tending to the livestock as a shepherd. He's living as God would have him to live. But despite it all, terror comes his way. The Bible says that the king who he's serving at the time, by the name of Saul, flips around when he sees the hand of God on David's life. Oh, God, can I go ahead and preach to you right there and tell somebody in this house on today, you wouldn't be going through what you were going through if God's hand wasn't on your life. As a matter of fact, I need to go ahead and set you free. Oh God, I know I'm right about it. The only reason why the devil is on your tracks like he is because there's a destiny before you that's greater. And the devil knows that if he allows you to stay alive, oh God, up in here, ain't nothing he can do to stop it. So every night now and then, Tamika, the devil will try to come and jump on your back. The devil will try to drive you around. The devil will try to shake you up and mess with you. Oh, but you've got to be like David. I feel like preaching the whole story. The Bible says that when he recognized that the giant was too big for him, that he grabbed his slingshot and he said, you come after me with sword and shield. I ain't got none of that. I ain't got no degree. I ain't got no gun. I ain't got
no knife. But I heard that there's a God in heaven and he'll fight on my behalf. I wonder, is there anybody here who knows that God will fight for you? Who knows that God will come get you? I know it's early in the preaching. Come get me, Tamika. Is there anybody here that knows that God will fight for you? He said, you come at me in sword and shield, but I come in the name of the Lord. David had a custom. David understood that when life comes my way, that when I'm confronted by circumstances that are too much for me to handle, I want to make sure I'm in the right place and people ain't just shouting to be shouting. Anybody here know what it's like to have a giant staring down at you? Anybody know what it's like to have a life situation, Deacon Charlotte, that's too much for you to handle by yourself? Can I be honest now? Can I preach to the honest folk in the house? Anybody know you're ill-equipped sometimes to deal with the hell and the terror that comes your way? Oh God, this is for the honest people. But this is what the Bible says. David said, despite all that, I've learned that I will bless the Lord at all times. It's feeling good to me. I'm trying to hold myself. And I'll exalt the name of Jesus despite all that I'm going through. Now, when you read this passage of scripture saying that David will bless the Lord at all times, if you don't look at it in the original language, you might misunderstand what David is saying, because God is saying through David that in all situations and all circumstances, you've got to learn how to bless my holy name. But in the original language, Deacon Charlotte, we see that David uses a very specific word for this type of praise. See, the thing about ancient Hebrew is, the thing about Old Testament scripture and even New Testament scripture, Minister D, is that there are languages there that are foreign to our own. And every now and then, you have to peer into the ancient past in order to properly understand what God is saying to us today. I'm going to preach it like a country bama on today. And the Bible says that David said, I'll bless the Lord. Now, that's a specific type of praise. There are seven types of praise. You can choose to Barak your God. You can choose to Shabak your God. You can choose to Tehillah your God. You can choose to Halal your God. You can choose to Zamar your God. That's what Minister Tamika's doing right now. You can choose to Yoda your God. And you can choose to Toda your God. But the Bible says that David said, I'll bless the Lord. And in the original language, Reverend Pipham, what David said is this: I will Barak my God. He says, I will Barak Jehovah et Tehillah. Oh God. He says, I'm going to Barak my God. Now that's a specific type of praise. That type of praise means to bow down. I came by to tell somebody, every now and then, life will come your way and make you proud and make you arrogant and make you lofty. But I'm so glad today that God will let me Barak him and bow down. Do you see David now? He says, life is coming after me. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I feel like I'm going astray. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to Barak my God. I'm going to bow down in the midst of it all. Is there anybody here? You've learned that God will give you strength when you learn how to bow down. You learn that God will give you strength when you learn how to kneel down. But I'm glad today that David does not stop there. David says, I'm a Barak my God. I'm a Barak Jehovah et Tehillah. And that word Tehillah is a different type of praise. That means to sing. That means to open up my voice. That means to make a joyful noise. Now I want you to put these two together. David says, I might be down. I might be low. I'm baracking him. I'm kneeling down. But I can still give my God the praise. I'm kneeling down, but I'm still singing. I'm kneeling down, but there's joy in my heart. I'm kneeling down, but I still gotta praise. I'm kneeling down. but I'll give him joy. I'm kneeling down, and I came by to tell somebody there are further instructions for you to find your way out of your madman situation. There are further instructions for you to find your way out of the situation that makes you feel like you're losing your mind. There are further instructions, because I heard the Bible say, I'll barak my God at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes his boast in the Lord, so that the humble shall hear and be glad. But it doesn't stop there. He says, Mag. He says, magnify him. Magnify him with me. Now, in the passage of scripture that we read today, you're going to have to excuse me. I feel like preaching. I'm going to go ahead and lose it on today. I got to be a little out of character. I just feel like screaming a little bit. Yeah! The Bible says that David said, come magnify him with me. Now, in the passage of scripture that we read from 1 Samuel, the Bible says that when David finished pretending like he was a madman, that he went and hid in a cave. He was all by himself at first. But then the Bible says that everybody that was low, everybody that was down, everybody that was troubled, look around on your pew. Everybody ain't smiling today. Everybody ain't had the best day of their life. Somebody on your pew right now is going through hell and high water. Somebody on your pew right now is feeling like they're gonna lose control. Somebody on your pew right now does not know how they're gonna keep their mind. Well, here's the secret. Are you ready for it? Here's the secret. Are you ready to receive it? Somebody shout, I receive it. The Bible says that David said, magnify him, not by myself. I'm lonely. Magnify him, not by myself, but magnify him with me. Grab your neighbor, shake him and rock him. Grab your neighbor, rock him and shake him. Say, magnify him. Say, mag. I dare somebody, praise him in the midst. Praise him in the middle. Praise him in the middle. Praise him in the middle. I dare somebody, grab your neighbor. Find three people, give them a high five, and say, I heard the Bible say, magnify him. Throw your head back, throw your head up to healer your God. Wave your hands, total your God. Expect to receive, Yoda your God. Allow him, hallelujah, yay, yay. What? Every now and then, life situations will try to beat up on you. Every now and then, George, life will try to take you out. Every now and then, life will try to stop you from praising. And here's what I've learned. Good God. The Bible says, I got to go with it now. Paul and Silas were locked in a jail cell all night long, but they began to praise, and they began to... And the chains fell off. I dare somebody in here, open up your mouth in the midnight season. Open up your mouth in the middle of your stress. Open up your mouth and receive joy. Receive peace. Give him praise. Wow! Wow! Yeah! I dare you to praise him like you know you're coming out. I dare you to praise him like you're the only one on your pew. I dare you to praise him like he's able, like he will, like he's gonna do it. I dare you to praise him like this praise is gonna set me free, and not just me, I'm gonna do it with you. We came in separate, we coming out together. Give my God. I'm gonna have to excuse me. I gotta praise. I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. Put your hand together, say, I gotta praise. I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. I gotta praise. I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. Clap your hands and
oh,
I'm gonna let you go. Look, if they don't understand, say, if you've been through what I've been through, you be praising God like I do. If you've been through what I've been through, you be praising God like I do. See, you ain't been through what I've been through. That's why you don't praise him like I do. But if you've been through what I've been through, you be giving my life some praise. Open up the doors of the church. We're going to open up the doors of the church. We're going to open up the doors of the church on this morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord and land of the living. God has just been so good to us, and when we come together, we find it appropriate to give God some praise. Thank you for tolerating me. Every now and then as a preacher, some life tries to get on you. You just got to scream that thing off. We give God glory for it. Let's get out of here. If it had not been for the law on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? If it had not been for the law on my side, tell me where would I take the bridge to make it? Take the bridge. He kept me. Come on, let's open up.
He kept my enemies away.
Are you here?
He let the sun shine through a cloudy day.
You need a church home, why don't you come?
He rocked me in the cradle of his arms.
Need to rededicate your life, why don't you come?
Cause he knew I was better than scarred. Oh, if it had.
For the law
on my side,
tell me where would I be? Can you take one more? Come on, one more. This is the last one for real. Sing this.
Oh, he kept my enemies away.
Yeah, yeah.
He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his arms.
I yell today as we open up.
Cause he knew
church.
I was bad at his
God.
Oh, he
you have a pastor
had
in your life. Are you growing in God? If not, why don't you come? Do you need to rededicate your life? Do you need to be baptized? Where would I? Are you here? Are you here? Y'all know the old song, Victory is Mine. Sing to the same. Look. Victory is mine. Come on, are you here? Is there one? Do you need to rededicate your life? We offer Christ to you.
Victory,
doors of the church are open. Come on, let today be the day. Come on, give the deacon your hand, but give the Lord your heart. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Victory today.
Victory today is mine.
Need a church home, need to rededicate your life.
I told Satan, get thee behind.
I see people wiping tears from their eyes, so we're going to sing this last one for them. Come on, sing it like the church. Sing, joy is mine. I sing,
joy is mine.
Joy is mine.
Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine.
And we take our seats. Happiness is mine.
Happiness is mine.
Go ahead and grab it, grab it.
Happiness is mine. Happiness today is mine. I told Satan to get me behind. Happiness today is mine.
Let's pray. Y'all trying to have church in here. Come on. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to be in your presence. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures evermore. We know it's true because we feel your all-pervasive joy swirling all around us even right now. God, it's not that everything in our lives is perfect. It's not that we have it all together. But we've learned what the Bible says, to bless the Lord at all times, to allow his praise to continually be in our mouths. As we leave this place of worship and we go further into the ministry of giving and we go further, Lord God, into the next service, stay in this place all day. Fill us up until we want no more. God, if we need a double dose on today, many of us, I know we would normally go home, but God, if you need us to get another one, just hold us around so we can just continue to grow in you and grow in grace. We give you glory. And God, when we do leave this place, we're going to keep on telling the world that happiness, say happiness is.
Happiness is mine. Happiness is mine. Happiness today.